Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Good evening. The show begins tonight at the southern border. Conversation with Victor Davis Hanson, asking the question why the Biden administration permits the border to be erased and now scrambling to make the border look as if it is no longer porous. It is odd. Years of strange questions asked and not answered by the Biden administration. The number of people coming through and in the thousands. Victor estimates more than 8 million in these last years. Whatever the number is, it's disorder. Disorder in the major cities where the migrants gather, disorder along the border, and disorder in general as the American people puzzle what is citizenship, what is the obligation of the state towards citizens, and vice versa. These are not citizens coming in. I did learn one detail. Chinese migrants coming from Ecuador, they fly into Quito from the mainland, carry with them a Bible. Why? Because they've been told that religious persecution qualifies them for sanctuary, for refuge in the United States. One video I watched, a young person was asking to keep his or her Bible as opposed to giving up all the possessions into a plastic bag, which is routine along the border when the Border Patrol first meets someone who has crossed the border without papers. A Bible. Coming from China. It may be sincere. It may be cynical. Can't tell. Early. Also a conversation about the candidacy of Donald Trump and the decision by Colorado so far and Maine so far to rule that Donald Trump cannot be on the primary ballot, the GOP primary ballot in Colorado and Maine. Conversation with Andrew McCarthy and Thaddeus McCotter about this strange turn of events and the recommendation that only the Supreme Court can settle this by ruling on Colorado and Maine's decision. There are other states who are looking at it. And he emphasizes that SCOTUS needs to move quickly because the voting begins in a few weeks and the primaries after the caucus in Iowa, the primaries are in March. Move quickly. Also, Andy's recommendation, Thaddeus goes along with it, is the remedy for an unacceptable presidential candidate or president at all is impeachment by bill of impeachment from the House and removal by the Senate with a two-thirds vote. That's in the Constitution. If that's the aim of people who oppose Trump, use it. You used it once and it failed. It can succeed if you campaign on it, perhaps. And then with Gordon Chang, we look at the failing economy of China and the strange reaction of Xi Jinping to make a speech that, well, the way I characterize it is one face is angry and threatening. The other face is beggarly, supplicant, asking for money. Which is the real Xi? I don't know. The espionage continues, not only espionage to steal what there is of artificial intelligence breakthroughs, and steal what there is of microchips that make it possible to do high-end AI, but also to use AI to steal, Brendan Weichert identifies. Charles Burton joins Gordon and myself to talk about how Xi Jinping is imitating Mao to a lesser extent, but in any event is using the Mao memories to gather strength around him, having the Army and the Navy and the Air Force all pledge allegiance to Xi, not even the Communist Party, to Xi himself, making threats at the same time he asks for foreign investors to trust him. It's odd. It's an odd pitch. And then off to the New World. That's the Americas. Many elections in this calendar year. Panama, Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Mexico, Venezuela, maybe. I discussed this with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. Watching Panama because it's in trouble with the drought, in trouble with the copper mine closing because of dispute. The president is ill. The major candidate, according to polling, has been condemned to years of jailing time. He's a previous president for corruption. And it's the banking center of Central America, the Caribbean, maybe all of the Americas. And the country's in trouble, and it knows it. And then there is the fact that, according to Reuters, 500,000 migrants came through the Darien Gap in 2023. 500,000. 520,000, to be exact, according to Reuters. Milei of Argentina is hurrying along a reform package, and he acts unusually. He's a colorful performer. He does appear to have an agenda that is credible. The IMF is negotiating with him now fresh because he's the new chief executive, and the loan, the obligation for Argentina is $44 billion to the IMF. And there looks to be some kind of relief coming from the IMF. Good for Argentina. And then the southern border again, AMLO in negotiation with the U.S., Secretary Blinken attending. No resolution about this. The professor observes, or Victor Davis Hanson observes, I can't recall at this moment, that Mexico could very well police the border and no one could much cross except for legal immigrants. That is not Mexico's choice. Conversation with Cliff May about hard power in the Houthis, the mountain men of Yemen, who are harassing shipping in the Red Sea, what is to be done. Also a conversation with Simon Constable about, despite the attacks by the Houthis, Brent crude, which is the bellwether of oil in Europe and Asia, has not moved much. In fact, it's much less than it was a month ago, saying that the Houthis are not getting a lot of respect from the futures markets. And then Bob Zimmerman joins to ballyhoo the number of launches in 2023, led by SpaceX, and SpaceX and Rocket Lab together, more than all the big space programs. In other words, private out-launched public in 2023 for the first time ever. And a new photograph by the NASA probe Juno of the volcanic Io of Jupiter. Anyway, there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's black bean burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking, only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.